BBC News with Jerry Smith. President Trump is in China, the latest stage in his tour of Asia, with North Korea once again top of the agenda. He flew in from South Korea, where he said in a speech to the National Assembly that Beijing, Pyongyang's key supporter, was under no obligation to protect the North. Mr. Trump also reassured South Korea about the strength of its 60-year alliance with the US and praised the South as a place of progress and economic power, in contrast with what he called North Korea's cruel dictatorship. Democrats in the United States have won the first statewide election since Donald Trump came to power. After a bitterly fought campaign, the party's candidate for governor in Virginia, Ralph Northam, scored a clear victory over his Republican rival Ed Gillespie. President Trump tweeted that Mr. Gillespie had not embraced him or what he stood for. The Democrats also won in New Jersey. Several major roads and some rail lines in the Spanish region of Catalonia are reported to have been blocked by pro-independence activists. Separatist groups have also called a general strike in the region in protest against the detention of former Catalan ministers sacked by Spain's central government. The Somali government has asserted that it's won the military battle against al-Shabaab militants, enabling African Union forces to begin a gradual withdrawal from the country over the next 2 years. The first contingent of 1,000 soldiers will leave by the end of the year. A senior US general has sounded a warning about further cuts to Britain's armed forces. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges said the UK's role as a leading member of NATO could be undermined. All primary schools in the Indian capital Delhi have been shut because of high levels of air pollution. All outdoor activities have also been banned across the capital schools. Dense smog shrouded the roads for a second day in Delhi. BBC News.